Tonight on the Worldview Report, ominous signs that Americans are increasingly worried about the direction in which the nation is heading. We'll share the disturbing numbers. Russian warships are now being spotted in the Pacific, and the Chinese Navy has launched a new high-tech aircraft carrier that could be a game changer in any future battle for Taiwan. The transhumanists, well, they're at it again, talking about virtual children made to look real, but they're really just a creation of artificial intelligence. And they could be a reality sooner than you think. They're working feverishly to make it happen, and we'll bring you up to speed. COVID is getting ready to make a comeback, especially in the highly vaccinated countries, and Israel is leading the way. And Justin Trudeau, he's back in the news, making an outrageous statement about gun rights in the nation of Canada. Is he providing the model for Joe Biden's next gun grab? We'll have all these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm your host, Brennan House. Leading off tonight, a new poll by Yahoo News and YouGov shows that 55% of Democrats and 53% of Republicans now believe it is likely that America will, quote, cease to be a democracy in the future, end quote. Even the far-left Yahoo News saw the significance of the poll's findings, calling it, quote, a stunning expression of bipartisan despair about the direction of the country, end quote. Only 25% of those polled said they consider the end of U.S. democracy unlikely, and another 25% said they're unsure. Yahoo News noted that a large number of Americans were indifferent to the high-profile hearings by the House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 so-called attack on the U.S. Capitol. Maybe that's because it wasn't an attack. How does any group of people attack the Capitol without guns, knives, or any other weapons? That's a question Yahoo and the rest of the mainstream corporate press refuses to ask. Insurrectionists and attacks don't take place by unarmed protesters. This was a protest in which a very small minority of the protesters, who we believe were egged on by the FBI and FBI agents on the ground, well, it got out of control. And they started rioting. And most Americans are now realizing this. And that's why, according to Yahoo News' survey of 1,541 U.S. adults, which was conducted from June 10th, the day after the committee's first hearing, to June 13th, the day of its second, found that fewer than one in four, just 24%, say that they watched last Thursday's initial primetime broadcast. Only 27% said they caught news coverage later. Nearly half, 49%, said they did not follow the hearings at all. In other news, World War III continues to inch closer to reality, not only in Eastern Europe, where the U.S. and NATO forces are fighting a proxy war with Russia, but also in the South Pacific. U.S. Naval Institute News reports that Russian warships are now streaming into East China Sea and into the Philippine Sea near Japan, citing releases put out by the Russian Navy and the Japan Defense Ministry. The Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force and Indo-Pacific Deployment 2022 conducted exercises with the U.S. Navy, while ships from five Indo-Pacific nations sailed together out of Guam en route to the rim of the Pacific 2022 exercise in Hawaii. That's according to the U.S. Naval Institute's report. The Russian Navy said destroyers and a missile range instrumentation ship were underway in the Philippine Sea. The release added that the ships practiced joint maneuvering in the region with air defense, submarine search, and cooperation with the aircraft of the Pacific Fleet. Earlier on Friday of last week, the Russians said a detachment of the Russian Pacific Fleet had entered the Philippine Sea and was engaging in anti-aircraft training, as well as searching for mock enemy submarines. The movements of Russia, as well as Chinese warships around Japan, have been observed by the Japanese Ministry of Defense, with the ministry's Joint Staff Office issuing releases. On Friday, the JSO issued a release stating the sighting of five Russian ships, including a destroyer and four small warships, on Thursday in the vicinity of the Izu Islands, with the ships subsequently sailing southwest between Smith Island and Torishima. Also on Friday, a Russian Navy destroyer and the missile range instrumentation ship were seen in the same area moving southwest. On Sunday, the JSO issued a release stating that five Russian ships were observed around Okinawa and sailed northwest through the Maikeo Strait into East China Sea. Soaking themselves in fake blood and carrying baby dolls, militant pro-abortion activists protested Saturday outside the home of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett in Virginia. Protesting outside the home of a federal judge is in direct violation of U.S. laws. But the Biden Justice Department, under Attorney General Merrick Garland, just covers his eyes and looks the other way. LifeNews.com reports that Barrett is one of the justices who likely will help overturn Roe v. Wade this summer, and maybe any time in the next few hours. This is all through the Mississippi abortion case, Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health. Since Politico reported about a leaked draft ruling on the case in May, abortion activists have been protesting outside Barrett's and other justices' homes, again, in direct violation of federal law. On Saturday, young women with an organization called Rise Up for Abortion Rights held a so-called baby doll procession, wearing white clothes with fake blood between their legs and holding baby dolls outside Barrett's home. That's according to Town Hall. They said the fake blood represents the women who will be forced to give birth if Roe is overturned. So-called virtual children are being proposed as a way to depopulate the world, according to a leading authority on artificial intelligence and a former advisor to the UK government. According to a report by Natalie Winters at the National Pulse, computer-generated babies that cost about $25 per month are likely to become a common phenomenon by the early 2070s, so argues Katrina Gamble, who advised the British government on the first drafting of its usability and accessibility standards. She claims up to one in five parents will opt for a digital baby. Campbell told Winters that, quote, make no mistake that this development, should it indeed take place, is a technological game changer, which, if managed correctly, could help us solve some of today's most pressing issues, including overpopulation, end quote. Campbell is a guest lecturer at various European institutions and has spoken at some of the world's biggest conferences, Microsoft Global Conference and Media Festival, just to name two. And she has consulted for companies including Barclays, Skype, and Nokia. Winters reports that Campbell expects that by 2070, augmented reality, or AR, and haptic, quote, touch-sensitive, end quote, gloves will make interactions with virtual babies feel lifelike. She makes the predictions in her new book, AI by Design, subtitled A Plan for Living with Artificial Intelligence, where she outlines a potential, quote, Netflix-type subscription service for as little as $25 per month, end quote, to allow people to raise virtual babies. In a statement to Southwest News Service, Campbell said, quote, virtual children may seem like a giant leap from where we are now, but within 50 years, technology will have advanced to such an extent that babies which exist in the metaverse are indistinct from those in the real world. As the metaverse evolves, I can see virtual children becoming an accepted and fully embraced part of society, in much of the developed world, end quote. She then added, quote, this will lead to the first fully digital demographic, which, although somewhat strange on first appearance, in fact represents what could be one of mankind's most important technological breakthroughs since the advent of the Bronze Age, given its potential impact on global populations and societal change, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but also millions of you out there. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all your support. At MyPillow, we have hundreds of products now, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, and my new beds. We are offering the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have the standard size MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regularly $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive offers. Thank you and God bless.
Welcome back from the break. China has launched a new super aircraft carrier, the first of its kind with a catapult design. This aircraft carrier has been years in the works and it's now ready to be deployed by China to threaten Taiwan. Take a look at this video.
China is completely independent design and construction of the first catapult aircraft carrier, the Type 003 Fujian. China's third aircraft carrier launching ceremony was held on the morning of the 17th, approved by the Central Military Commission. China's third aircraft carrier was named Fujian, ship of the Chinese People's Liberation Army Navy, with the hull number 18. Fujian is the first catapult-type aircraft carrier designed and built by China.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Navy is worried about pronouns. In other news, the Russian Foreign Ministry on Monday issued an ultimatum to Lithuania's partial blockade of Kaliningrad. If the blockade is not lifted, the Lithuanians could evoke a Russian military response. Kaliningrad is the largest city and the administrative center of Kaliningrad Oblast, a Russian enclave sandwiched between the NATO-allied countries of Lithuania and Poland. In a statement Monday, the Russians said they consider the, quote, provocative measures, end quote, by Lithuania to be, quote, openly hostile, end quote, and warned that the Kremlin may take action to, quote, protect its national interest, end quote. Supplies from Russia are delivered via rail and gas pipelines through Lithuania, which announced last week it was banning the rail transit of goods subject to EU sanctions, which include Russian oil, advanced technology, metals, and construction materials. The Russian statement reads, quote, if in the near future cargo transit between the Kaliningrad region and the rest of the territory of the Russian Federation through Lithuania is not restored in full, then Russia reserves the right to take actions to protect its national interests, end quote. The Russian statement called Lithuania's announcement, quote, unprecedented, end quote, and quote, in violation of everything there is, end quote. The Kremlin spokesperson said in a statement to the press, quote, the situation is more than serious and it requires a very deep analysis before formulating any measures and decisions, end quote. This is clearly a new escalation by NATO. Lithuania would not take any such action without having been told to do so by the U.S. and NATO. In a follow-up to a prior report on the pushback against the Western-funded transgender agenda, Saudi Arabia is the latest to draw a line in the sand against such filth entering its country. Weeks ahead of Joe Biden's much-anticipated trip to Saudi Arabia, where, by the way, he'll meet with the Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, the kingdom is cracking down on any items, including toys, with a rainbow theme, so reports the Zero Hedge. The Commerce Ministry put clothing and toy stores on notice over, quote, rainbow colors, end quote, in the capital of Riyadh, saying such items will now be banned as they contradict the Islamic faith. An official statement said, quote, we are giving a tour of the items that contradict the Islamic faith and public morals and promote homosexual colors targeting the younger generation. Targeted items include rainbow-colored bows, skirts, hats, and pencil cases, most of them apparently manufactured for young children, according to a report by the state-run news channel, end quote. That's what AFP reported days ago. Washington State's Marxist Progressive Democrat Governor Jay Inslee sent a bizarre letter to his supporters on Monday, predicting that they are in for a summer of, quote, blackouts, destruction, and death, end quote. It's all driven, he says, by climate change. This is what he said in this email. The letter was sent after Inslee gave tacit support for destroying four dams along the Snake River, which account for 8% of Washington's annual electricity generation. That's according to a report by Todd Myers, the environmental director of Washington Policy Center. Joe Biden recently stated that climate change represented a, quote, code red for humanity, end quote, that is, quote, getting close to the point of no return. We have to act, end quote. Inslee is obeying his puppet masters, even if it means killing citizens of his state by knocking out sources of power during a period of peak demand. And it's not just Washington State that will suffer. The same policies are being followed in every blue state and some red states. Inslee's email warned that rising temperatures will catastrophically disrupt electrical grids nationwide, resulting in death, adding, quote, as the climate crisis worsens, we're facing the most extreme weather in history. While Washington State faced the wettest start to the summer in over 70 years, other states are preparing for sweltering temperatures that will catastrophically disrupt our fragile electric grid. That means blackouts, destruction, and death. Just look at the headlines, end quote. Israel on Sunday reported over 10,000 new coronavirus cases, the highest number since April 4th. That's according to health ministry data released Monday. According to the latest figures reported by the Times of Israel, 10,202 out of the 29,681 tests conducted on Sunday came back positive, putting the positivity rate at 39%. The ministry also reported that 168 people were in serious condition, a rise of 95% from last week, with 37 of them classified as critical. Israel is one of the most highly vaccinated countries in the world. While Israel has seen rising infection numbers for a few weeks, an increase in seriously ill patients presents a real concern as the country deals with the spread of the new variant, BA5. Health ministry officials told hospital directors on Monday that they should begin preparations for the reopening of dedicated COVID-19 wards. The rise in cases has also led to officials mulling the reintroduction of certain restrictions, with health officials set to discuss a return to mandatory indoor masking and the possibility of following the lead of the United States and authorizing the toxic COVID-19 vaccines for infants and preschoolers. Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, the renowned expert on EMP attacks, whose radio show I produce each week, he's also an expert on military doctrine, cyber warfare, and other threats, recently expressed his concerns about an illegitimate Biden regime effectively declaring war on lawful American citizens through the promotion of the LGBTQ and trans agenda, open borders, gun control, and other extreme policies. Take a listen to a portion of his seminal commentary on the current state of America.
I mean, the focus has supposed to have been on foreign threats to our national existence and on foreign threats to our liberty. But I am so increasingly concerned by the enemy within, by the domestic threats, especially that are coming from this Biden administration, from this illegitimate president who did not win the 2020 elections, by the administration and by his allies in the mainstream media who are silencing conservative voices everywhere. And by the multifaceted threats to our liberty, to the First Amendment, our freedom of speech, to the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, which was not intended by the founders, for hunting rights and recreation. You know, but it was supposed to be the last desperate bastion where an armed citizenry could defend themselves against tyranny if all the other checks and balances failed. And that seems to be where we're getting. That seems to be where we are. You know, because people like me and people who are listeners to this show, people who are conservatives and patriots and believe in this nation, people who believe in God and the religious and who have traditional values, we increasingly are being treated by our own government like we are the enemy, that we are the enemy. And another example of this that just makes me so angry, and so instead of talking about the academic issue of nuclear strategy, I wanted to talk a little bit at least about this business about, I guess it's Gay Pride Month or Pride Week or Pride Day or something like that, that the government has decided to institute. And most of us are tolerant people. Many of us even have gay friends. I do. And we are tolerant. But that does not mean that we celebrate their lifestyle or their condition or approve of it and want to talk to our children, or that we want our government to take an official position that this is a healthy lifestyle and it should be embraced by everyone and approved of by everyone. I can be friends with people who have different sexual orientations that I have, people who have different, radically different views and values than I have. I can disagree with them. I can tolerate them and even be friends with them. But
we're supposed to be a constitutional republic where all manner of differing views are allowed to be presented in the marketplace of ideas and debate. That used to be America. But now, only one side of very controversial issues are allowed to be presented in many platforms. That's why Mike Lindell started frankspeech.com and Lindell TV to provide a platform for conservative voices, free of the censors. Well, now it's time for our Worldview Report nightly commentary. Justin Trudeau is telling his people that under certain Canadian law, there is no such thing as the right to self-defense, at least not if you're using a firearm as your defense mechanism of choice. He said firearms are strictly for hunting and competition sporting events. That's it. Take a look.
And there are debates. And we have a culture where the difference is guns can be used for hunting or for sport shooting in Canada. And there are lots of gun owners, and they're mostly law respecting and law abiding. But you can't use a gun for self-protection in Canada. That's not a right that you have in the Constitution or anywhere else. If you try and buy a gun and say it's for self-protection, no, you don't get that. You get it for hunting. You can get it for sport shooting. You can take it to the range. No problem, as long as you go through our rigorous background checks. But there's a difference around the culture. And one of the things that we're seeing with the debate in the States is you get more and more of the American-style, you know, right to carry, self-defense arguments filtering up through the you know, the usual more right-wing communications channels.
Yeah.
I wonder if these same principles apply to Trudeau's security team. If Trudeau comes under attack from a sniper, would he order his security guards to put down their guns and defend His Royal Highness with their pocket knives or clubs? Of course not. Trudeau is special, and he claims the right to special privileges not afforded to the Serbs. This is the mindset of the technocrat elite. They use the same talking points for so-called climate change. They claim it's a horrific danger that necessitates everyone stop driving gasoline-fueled vehicles and airplanes. Yet, they continue to jet around the world in their private aircraft. We also saw it with the mask mandates. They attended their lavish parties mask-free, while the rest of us were threatened with fines and removed from various venues by muscle-bound cops with sidearms and billy clubs. Such rules are for the little people, so we should not be surprised by Trudeau's arrogant message declaring the end to Canadian citizens having the right to self-defense. This was spoken like the true totalitarian thug that he is. Under totalitarian regimes, there is no such thing as natural rights. Self-defense, as you know, is a natural God-given right, meaning we have the right afforded to us by the laws of nature and nature's God to defend ourselves. But under communism, fascism, and other totalitarian systems, you only have the rights that the government says you have. And such rights are always fluid, always subject to change, depending on the whim of those in power. Our founding fathers would not recognize today's America. They would not tolerate what is happening. And that's why they wrote what they did in the Declaration of Independence, giving the people the right to alter or abolish government when it no longer does its job, which is to secure and safeguard their God-given rights. Well, that's our broadcast for tonight. Thank you so much for watching. Remember, we are a listener-supported broadcast network. We come to you every night because you support us. Without you, there is no broadcast. As I tell you over and over, take seven of us 15 man-hours a day to produce this one 30-minute newscast. You can support us in three ways. One, going to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use that promo code B66. Right now, Mike is selling his MyPillows at the historically low price of just $19.88. $19.88. Use the promo code B66 and we get credit. Sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, slippers, or sale on the slippers, which are amazing, and so much more. MyPillow.com, please use that promo code B66 so we get credit. The second way is go to WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You'll find many products and resources there, but you'll also find that I'm a distributor of freeze-dried food, have been since 2016, with a shelf life of 25 years. Folks, our oil industry, the diesel industry, the DEF, the diesel emissions fluid that's used, all of this is coming under great shortages. We're reading over and over. What do you think that's going to do to the price of fuel, food, plus availability of food? So again, not to mention EMP, terrorist attacks, hyperinflation, another shutdown, lockdown, all of this, folks. Do you have enough food on hand, or do you want to be standing in a government line and under their control? I would think not. So now is the time to stock up on your emergency food supplies while we have them. WVWTVstore.com. It is a big part of our general operating budget. Thank you for purchasing it from us. And then finally, you can just make a contribution at WVWFoundation.com. You can just simply make a contribution, WVWFoundation.com. We'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to contribute to us through the mail. Thank you so much. Till next time, may God save America. Take care.